Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord, everybody, for he is worthy to be praised. And I want to thank you for tuning in to Prophetic Corner. I'm your host, Prophetess Martha Williams. Go ahead and text a neighbor, T-Bone, tweet them, hit them up on Facebook, IG them, and let them know that we are live and on the air. First of all, I have a couple of quick announcements. Prophetic Corner, glory to God, hallelujah, comes on every Sunday, glory to God. And I want you to go ahead and while you're on your phone, just text a neighbor and let them know that we are live and on the air. You know, the lines will hold up to 50 people, so you can even come in for prayer if you want to. You can press the 1, and I will bring you in and ask you your prayer request. I won't ask you your name. I will ask you where you're calling from, and that's all. Glory to God. Now, you can't get it no better than that. Glory to God. So go ahead and hit them up right now and let them know that we are live and on the air. First of all, I want you to make sure you tune in for Wild Radio on Tuesday night. One Word from the Lord with Apostle Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse. It's an awesome, awesome, awesome show that comes on every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 8 o'clock Central Standard Time, and 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And they do an awesome job on that show, my God. If you come in and listen, you will hear a word from the Lord, and you will also see yourself being set free from whatever it is that has you bound. Now, if you don't come and listen, then you can't get all that. But if you come in and listen, I'm sure you will get a word in season. So I encourage you to keep those times in mind and come on in and hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying and what he's doing on these shows in this last and evil days. You know, we need a word from the Lord. And if you come on the show, you can get just that, a word from the Lord. And if you need some counseling, and if you need a mentor, you need a teacher, you need somebody to pray with you, glory to God. Like I said, the lines are open. It holds up to 50 people. And if you want to become a part of this ministry, you can go ahead and hit them up on Facebook. Go to Prophetess Yvonne Rouse page and just inbox them, her and Pastor Joseph Rouse. Inbox them and let them know, amen, what you want. Let them know what the need may be, because it's in the house. If you need marriage counseling, whatever it may be, go ahead and hit them up on Facebook, and I know they will get back with you. If they don't hit you right then, they will get back with you, glory to God, and see what the need is, glory to God. And I can guarantee you they will meet the need, glory to God. So contact them and let them know if you need a counselor, you need a life coach, you need somebody to help you to get to that next level. You know, I think on last Sunday I called all men. I'm encouraging all men, you know, the women coming, glory to God. But we're going to pull on the men to come in, glory to God, and hear what the Spirit of the Lord wants to do in their life, glory to God. You know, so many times, like I said, I believe I spoke on last Sunday, you see a lot of women in the church, but where the men? Glory to God. We're going to call the men. And women, y'all start praying for the men to come on in, amen, and see what the Lord wants to do in their life. Glory to God. I'm not saying pray for the husband. I said pray for the men to come in and see what God wants to do in their life. You know, in the church build a foundation, you know, you want to make sure you got some strong-minded men, glory to God, to help pray, amen, to be a watchman, glory to God. So, hey, pray them on in right now, glory to God. And if you move on down, amen, on Saturday, we have Elder Bertha Askew, an awesome woman of God, a faith come by hearing, one who can pray the word of God. Hallelujah, glory to God. She can have whatever it is bothering you. By the time she gets through, it's going to be on the run. Glory to God. So I encourage you to come on and hear what the Spirit of the Lord is doing in her life. Amen. It comes on at 12 Pacific Standard Time. 2 o'clock Central Standard Time, 3 o'clock Eastern Standard that Time. And his faith come by hearing. Amen. Glory to God. Elder do an awesome job on that show. Amen. From beginning to the end. Glory to God. She ain't going to let it go until she believes that you are free. So I encourage you to come on in and hear what the Spirit of the Lord is doing in her life on Saturday. Glory to God. Mark your calendar. Don't forget it. Glory to God. And then if you move on down just a little bit further, like I said, I am Prophetess Martha Williams of Prophetic Corner Ministries. Glory to God. And the show come on at 3 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, 4 o'clock Central Standard Time, and 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time each Sunday. It's all ministry with you in mind. So you can't say, I ain't got my word. You can get your word all through the week. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now, that's what I'm talking about. Now, that is awesome when you can get your word all through the week. And if you got a prayer request, you can also get your prayer needs met. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Then if you move on down just a little bit further, we are called the Hour of Power. I'm the first Hour of Power. Then the second Hour of Power will be Minister Elaine Jackson from Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries. And her show comes on at 3:30 Pacific Standard Time, 5:30 Central Standard Time, and 6:30 Eastern Standard Time, a Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries. It's an awesome show. Glory to God. It's going to blow your mind. So I encourage you, whenever we get off here, you just keep it locked, but just change stations just a little bit. You can go on our Facebook page, amen, and you can click on the link that she has, amen, on our Facebook page, and it'll take you to the show. And all these shows are recorded, so you can go back and listen to them on demand, glory to God. Because the next coming up will be Ministry Lane. It's an awesome show, glory to God. You don't want to miss it. Let's go over and show her some love. Hallelujah, because I give you a little time to get off and get you a drink of water, then you can get back on. You know, we need the word so much today. Amen. We need prayer. We need the word of God. Hallelujah. You know, instead of praying for all that stuff, glory to God, ask God to give you his word, plant you his word in your heart. Glory to God. So that word right there can carry you, and that prayer can carry you. Well, no man can carry you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm hearing, yeah, he can carry you over the threshold. Yes, glory to God. When you get married, I hear you. Yes, he can take you that far. But whenever you go through trials and troubles and tribulations, who's going to carry you then? Glory to God. Yes, he can help you. He can pray for you. Yes, he can. But who's going to deliver you from it? Nobody but the Lord thy God. Glory to God. That's what I'm talking about. So that's the move of God. Glory to God. So that's what we need in these last and evil days. You know, we need to reach out, amen, and touch somebody else. I want this show, and I know it will, touch somebody else and let them know that Jesus loved them no matter what. It don't matter what your friends say. It don't matter what your sister say. It don't matter what mom and daddy say. It don't matter, glory to God. Jesus loves you unconditionally. Glory to God. Nobody can do you like Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I mean, nobody can do you like Jesus. Amen. Glory to God. And I also want to encourage you to come on in and partner with us. And in partnering with us, there are many perks that you will receive. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We're only asking for $25 or more. Glory to God. So I encourage you, amen. I know, you know, some of you ready to do that shopping on the Black Friday. Glory to God. Well, just take a little bit out, hallelujah, and place it in our ministry that you know, amen, glory to God, that's going to help you, that you know, hallelujah, is good ground to plant on. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Don't spend it all in one place. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Well, we're going to move on down. Amen. Glory to God. And if you desire prayer at this time, you can press the 1 and I'll bring you in. If not, I'm going to open us up in prayer. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Because God is good, and all the time God is good, and he's worthy to be praised. You got to lift up a hallelujah praise unto the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. And know that he is good, and his mercy shall endure forever. It's nothing too hard for our God. We serve a God that's awesome. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And every time you turn around, he's making a way. Glory to God. He's a God, hallelujah, that keeps his promise. Every promise in his word, and yea, and amen, glory to God. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, for your word on today, O Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. We thank you, Lord God, that you are the promise keep, oh God. Every word is yea and amen, oh Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we pray right now for all those that's across the nation, Lord God, those that are listening on the web, Lord God, those that have called in on the line, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We ask you, God, to give them what they need, oh God, because only you know what they need, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we ask you to deliver those that are in the dark place, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. They're in a dark place in their life, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And they think that there's no deliverance, but God, you said deliverance, God, is free. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because all you got to do is ask. Hallelujah. And you said you'll deliver them out of them all, God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord, and we pray for the schools on today, oh God. We pray, Lord God, that they be safe. Let every student be safe, oh God, right now in the name of Jesus. Let your angels, Lord God, camp at the doorpost in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. And nothing shall enter that should not enter right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord God. Lord, let the parents pray over their children before they leave the house, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Let them touch them, Lord God. Lay hands on them, God. Let them anoint them, Lord God, with oil, Lord God. Oh, my God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Lord, just sign an angel to them right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord. We give you glory, oh God. We give you honor, and we give you praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm going to be reading today from Psalms 37. I'm going to start at the first verse. But before I do, glory to God, if there is nothing wrong with you praying over your children, hallelujah, glory to God. Sure, they say they took prayer out of the school. I understand. That's the building, hallelujah, glory to God. But they can't take it out of you. You can send it with them, glory to God. When you get up, hallelujah, pick yourself up. Don't just let them go ahead and get ready. Little JoJo, where he going on out the door, he getting ready to go, and I'm still laying in the bed, or I'm in there, you know, doing my hair, doing all that, amen, all that's good and fine. But we got to stay kingdom-minded. We got to keep our mind and our focus on the Lord, our God. Hallelujah, glory to God. But there's so many times how the enemy will come in, glory to God, like a flood on our children. But you know, God said if you come in like a flood, he'll raise up a standard. But what you got to do is you got to be praying, hallelujah, glory to God also. Hallelujah, it all works together. So don't just let little JoJo go out the door. You lay your hand on little JoJo and you pray for him. You anoint him with oil and ask the Lord to go with him wherever he may go. Be with him wherever he may be. And Lord God, let him make right decisions. Glory to God. But you so many times now, you just set them on out. Huh? They'll be all right. No, you make sure they're covered. Glory to God. Before they go out that door. Hallelujah. From hurt, harm, and danger. Hallelujah. That's the place that we're living in now. You know, sometimes you go and drop your kids off. This is not my sermon. Glory to God. Amen. Let's roll with it. Sometimes you go and drop your kids off and just drop them off and then ask somebody else to take them home. Glory to God. You know, you don't even know what's going on in that place. No, you need to be their chaperone. Don't look for nobody. Amen. That's the chaperone. You need the chaperone. You stay there until they get ready to go. Hallelujah, glory to God. Be careful where you're taking them. Every place that they go ain't good for them either. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So be careful, hallelujah, where you let them go, who you let them hang around with. Glory to God. Because so many times, you know, things happen. And when it happens, amen, somebody they already know. Glory to God. My God. Hallelujah. So just be careful, hallelujah. We're living in the last and evil days. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You got to be a watchman. You got to stay on the wall. Hallelujah. You can't ever, hallelujah, get off the wall. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Not so good just for them, but you got to stay on the wall for yourself and your family. Glory to God. You got to stay on the wall. Hallelujah. What I mean by stay on the wall, stay in prayer. Ask God for the discerning of the spirit to know if this is wrong, then Lord, show me. Lord, if this is right, then I need to see it. Show me. And he will show you every time, glory to God. But you got to stay in that place. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, my God, my God. Let's get into the message on today. Hallelujah. I'm going to be reading Psalms 37, and the title of my message for today is trust in the Lord and do good? Can you trust in the Lord and do good? You know, sometimes you get so caught up in other stuff. Glory to God. You know, Lord, I trust you, but I ain't gonna do exactly right over here. Lord, I trust you, but Lord, I'm gonna tell this lie over here on my income tax. Holy glory to God. Let's go on and get into the mess. Thank you, Lord. Threat not thyself because of evildoers. Neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity. You don't have to get upset, glory to God, because those that do evil unto you. You know, some people, amen, glory to God, they like to do stuff like that. They do. They like to cause you strife. They like to cause all this envy around you, glory to God. They just purity just like it, hallelujah. But you know what? Sometimes you have to take a step back, glory to God. Just take a step back. Breathe and say, hold up, wait a minute. Let me tell you who I serve, glory to God, hallelujah. And he will take care of this, glory to God. Just take a step back and look at it and say, hold it. I ain't got to fret here because this person trying to do evil against me. Hold it, glory to God. Let me pray, and I'm going to show them what's going to happen. When you lift it up to God, then God will take care of it, glory to God, hallelujah. Let's move on, hallelujah. But they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb. Good God Almighty. You see, God will cut your enemy down. He'll bring them down. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It's not for you to try to bring them down. Hallelujah. Because you ain't going to be able to do it. But when you put it in the hands of God, it's already done. Hallelujah. You know, Lord, I need you to go over here, Lord, and take care of that. Because, Lord, they didn't do me right. They came against me for no reason. I'm not bothering them. I'm not doing nothing to them. Because, you know, if we never have any trials and tribulations in our life, when are we going to call on God? When are we going to pray? When are we going to call on a man named Jesus? When? Glory to God. You know, everything, every trial and every test comes to make you, not bless you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, there's a time, hallelujah, of refining your glory to God and letting you know who you serve. Do you believe who you serve? Do you believe who you trust in? Glory to God. Let's move on. Glory to God. Trust in the Lord and do good. So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. You know, when you trust in God, you ain't going to lack nothing. Hallelujah. There is nothing, hallelujah, that you going to lack. God is going to keep his promise to you. Glory to God. He's not going to let you lack a thing. But you got to learn how to serve him. You know, some think they're doing good, you know, and all is well. And they have plenty of money. You got plenty of honey. You got plenty of jewelry. Glory to God. I got plenty of money. I got plenty of gas in my car. Glory to God. The bills are paid. I got money in the bank. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But do you have Jesus Christ in your life? Glory to God. All that is fine and dandy. God don't care about you having all that stuff, but just don't let the stuff have you when you forget, hallelujah, who gave you these things. Glory to God. Let's move on. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of the heart. When you are delighted, in other words, it's saying, glory to God, when you are excited, hallelujah. I know sometimes I get overexcited. I be trying to hold my mule. Good God Almighty. You know, you get overexcited about the things of God. But, you know, most of the time when I look at people, they get excited about a check. Yes, you get excited about that check, but you got to get excited about the one that gave you that check. You get excited about somebody giving you the money. Yes, that's excitement. But you got to get excited about the one who made them give you the money. Glory to God. Because nothing happens unless God allows it. Glory to God. You know, and they say, Lord, you know what? I'm so excited, Lord. What do you want me to do for you today? What would you have me to do? You know, we're so earthly minded, hallelujah, of the things in the earth. Yeah, what everybody else wants to do and on your job, and yes, you should do all those things that they ask you to do on your job. But what about doing for the kingdom of God? Are you excited when it comes down to doing for the kingdom? Are you excited when they ask you, glory to God, well, this is what I need you to do this week? Are you excited, glory to God? Well, I'm so glad that I am excited about y'all asking me to do that, glory to God. You thought enough of me that I will do it for you, glory to God. Do you get excited when the pastor says, well, here's what I need you to do. I need you to Ursha today because, you know, JJ and them, they're sick over there, you know, and they got the flu or whatever. Glory to God. Praise them. Hallelujah. And I want you to Ursha for me today. Glory to God. Now, do you get excited about the things of the God, or do you just get excited about stuff in the world? Check yourself. We always need to do a self-examination to see where we are in Christ. Glory to God. I get excited and come out to the things of God. And when God speaks to me, that excites me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You ought to be excited right now. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's move on. Hallelujah. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. Every promise in the word of God is yea and amen. If he promised it in his word, then you can have it. Hallelujah. But that don't mean you're going to get it right then. But you're going to have to wait on it. He said, although the vision tarry, wait on it, glory to God. But don't forget, always keep it before you. Hallelujah. Confession is good for the soul. My God, write it down on a piece of paper and confess it, glory to God. Confess it when you go out the door. Confess it when you come in the door. Confess it when you eat. Confess it when you don't eat. Confess it before you lay down, glory to God. You keep it always before you, hallelujah, to see it come to pass. Glory to God. You said every promise is yea and amen. Sometimes I believe we don't get the promises of God because, glory to God, we don't believe it. Hallelujah. We don't believe it. You are only going to get what you can believe God for. Hey, glory to God, revelation. Come on now. You know, it's easy to say, well, you know what, I believe God for $13 million. But do you actually believe it? Have you did anything, hallelujah, to help you to get to that $13 million? Glory to God. Have you sold? You say, hold up now, let me see. Well, what I got to sow on this, Lord, I'm on $13 million, so let me start seeing if I can give more in order, Lord God, for me to get this 13. So, you know, there comes also, amen, there's something that you've got to do also to get in that place. Glory to God. So, hold up now, let me talk about it. Lord, have I sold? Did I sow over there where I got that word from, or did I sow over there where I got no word from? Glory to God. Come on. Hallelujah. But did I go and give them something and I should have gave it over here and that was wrong? Yeah, you know, so many times, hallelujah, oh yeah, we going there, glory to God. You think about everybody else, but you forget about where the word come from, glory to God. If he says where his promises are, hey, yea and amen, then guess what, hallelujah, you need to do all you know how to do, glory to God. Yes, you need to sow wherever you got the word from, glory to God. Come on now. Hallelujah. Them that labor for that labor that had the labor pains and you don't really know, amen, how much it costs. Glory to God. You don't know the price, huh? That sometimes people have to pay, hallelujah, the cost to get to get your prayer needs met. Glory to God. You think you could just pray sometimes and get away. There's some stuff you have to pay the piper. Glory to God. And I'm telling you, I ain't talking about Peter Piper either. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's move on to 6. And he shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light and thy judgment as the noonday. Let's move on. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospers in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. You know, ain't it something how we look at those people? We look at them, we say, okay, now, Lord, look at them over there. They know they're prospering over there. Look at them. You know, and they ain't going to church. They ain't got no word in them. Every time they turn around, they have their wild and wasteful parties over there. They can buy all they want. They can buy a Mercedes, glory to God. They can buy all this land. They got this big old house on Sugar Hill, glory to God. And they can have all this stuff. But they don't have Jesus Christ, glory to God. Yes, they got all that stuff. But you know what? Glory to God. That stuff, amen, ain't going to last. Glory to God. It's okay to have that stuff. But with that stuff, you better know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, glory to God, so he can help you to keep that stuff. Hallelujah. Because sometimes people get where they look large and in charge. I ain't worried about nothing. Oh, my bank account is fat. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I have a fat turkey on my plate every day. Hallelujah. I ain't worried about no groceries. I got 2 or 3 freezers full. Ha. You better remember, glory to God, who helped you to get all that stuff right there. Glory to God. Because without him, you can't do nothing. And without him, glory to God, you can just think about where you're going to spend eternity. Hallelujah. There's only two places you can go. Glory to God. And I thought about that 2 places. Amen. Somebody had said that one time. It's only 2 places. Either heaven or hell. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And that's it. Ain't no middle. Ain't no in between. Ain't no nothing. Glory to God. That's it. Heaven or hell. Hallelujah. Let's move on. Hallelujah. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. fret not thyself in any wise to do evil. You know, sometimes, you know, people say, well, you know what? I'm going to get them. I'm going to get them. I will get them. Glory to God. I want to people said, I'm going to get them. Because at the end of the road, I'm getting them. Glory to God. But as God began to work on you, then you don't have to worry about that. He'll take care of that. Glory to God. He will take care of that. Because sometimes, here's the thing. If you got the Holy Ghost living in you, he said, let it go. Let it go. He said, I got this. Let it go. Because I remember the word. He said, vengeance is mine. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So don't do it. Just leave it alone. Just move on. For evil doors shall be cut off, but those that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. Don't you want to inherit your earthly stuff down here while you're here? Glory to God. And enjoy life. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Ain't this what you want? Hallelujah. So don't worry about trying to get them back because they did evil to you. Because guess what? The Bible says you reap what you sow. Glory to God. Yeah. I always say, here, yeah, amen, the older people say you sow it on the mountain, but you go reap it in the valley. So in other words, what you're doing is, yes, you can sow evil up there, glory to God, against somebody else, hallelujah. But guess what's going to happen, hallelujah. You're going to reap it, hallelujah, down here, glory to God. Therefore, hallelujah, leave, glory to God. So be careful about that, hallelujah. Let's move on. For yet a little while, and the wicked shall not be yea. Thou shalt diligently consider his peace, and it shall not be. Let's move on. But the meek shall inherit the earth, and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. See, you can have so much peace by connecting yourself to Jesus Christ, glory to God. God's peace will rest upon you. You don't have to worry about it, hallelujah. When things make you angry, let me help you out a little bit, glory to God. When things make you angry, just step back, glory to God. Just step back for a minute, the Lord. Hold up, wait a minute. I'm bad about it. I said, hold up, wait a minute. Hold up, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Glory to God. Yes, there are some things that you have to handle. I understand that. But you can handle them still with the peace of God resting upon you. Glory to God. You ain't got to get all tore up from the floor up. You know, there are some things, yes, you want to go back and talk to them about it. You know, I don't like what you did. So be careful about that. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And I will do that. But, you know, some things, if it makes you better, you can step back. Hallelujah. Just take a step back and say, hold up, wait a minute. When I go talk to them, I'm not going to be angry, but I'm going to let them know I don't like what you did. That wasn't called for. You know, glory to God. You know, you have to make sure that you're doing that, doing good. Hallelujah. Trust in the Lord and do good, right? So that's what you got to make sure that you're doing good. So don't mess up what God has for you, because you can mess it up in just a minute by going against somebody. Amen. You know, just be careful. Hallelujah. Let's move on. Hallelujah. The wicked plotteth against the just, and gnasheth upon him with his teeth. The Lord shall laugh at him, for he seeth that his day is coming. You know what? And you see it right here, no doubt about it. Whenever they do something wrong, like I said, you know, whenever they do wrong to you, you can bet you, it's going to come back. That old song says it's just a matter of time. Glory to God. And sometimes you may not even see it come back. But we don't wish death on nobody. Let me just help you out. We don't wish that. But we want God to show them where they were wrong at. That's the thing that you can pray, glory to God. And if you're wrong, say, Lord, show me. If I were wrong, show me, Lord God, so I can fix it. And so, Lord, I won't do it again. So you can help me to fix it. So we can get it going and go in the right direction. Glory to God. Let's move on. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The wicked have drawn out the sword and have bent their bow to cast down the poor and needy and to slay such as be of upright conversation. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's move on. Hallelujah. This sword shall enter into their own heart, and their bowels shall be broken. You see right here, glory to God. Hallelujah. If they come against you, God got them. Hallelujah. The only thing we got to remember is to always do good, because, you know, they can lash out at you and things can happen, amen, when they're talking to you any kind of way and treating you any kind of way. But you know what? That thing coming back is just a matter of time. Hallelujah. Don't let them, they can't treat you any kind of way and think that it's okay with the Lord thy God. It is not okay. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I know everybody that's been mistreated. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And you know what? I ain't going to do that no more. These people over here mistreated me. But you know what? just go ahead and forgive. If you keep bringing it up, hallelujah, and I bring up stuff and I laugh when I bring it up, you know, and this person, we'll talk about it and we'll laugh about it, glory to God. And they always say, you're a mess. I said, well, you know, it's the truth. I tell others to my testimony, so I'm telling you, so you won't go there, glory to God. It's good you can laugh about it. You know you delivered from it, glory to God, and you know you ain't going back to it. So that's what you got to do, remember, because if they do wrong to you, then guess what? It's going to enter into their heart, and it's going to, look, God, and he's going to take care of that. Glory to God. You know, sometimes you don't trust God enough to take care of it. You know, you want God to get them right then. You say, yeah, I know. You say, Lord, you said, wait, but I want this. They need to get God right now. But you know what? You can't do it, glory to God. Just don't do it. Hallelujah. Because you don't want to mess up. Hallelujah. You want to make sure that you're anchored in God and you're doing good to all people. You don't want to cause, amen, nobody to fail, amen. You don't want to cause no wrath, glory to God. You don't want to do something that's going to tear them up from the floor up. Hallelujah. And then, you know, here's what they always say. Well, I thought you was a Christian. Glory to God. Hold up. And I done heard it 2 minutes past. Well, I thought you was a Christian. I don't, that's what they always got to address it like that. Okay, glory to God. Well, I thought you said you knew the Lord too, but what you doing, glory to God. What are you saying? Listen at what you're saying. But you don't expect for me, I'm just saying me now, glory to God, hallelujah. So that way nobody won't think I'm talking about him. You don't expect for me to say nothing. You expect for me to let you treat me any kind of way, glory to God, hallelujah. And that's the way it come off, glory to God, hallelujah. But you know, it can't come off like that, glory to God. But that's what they'll say, glory to God. Let's move on, glory to God. A little righteousness that a man has is better than the riches of many wicked. And that's something, glory. You know what? You can live, amen. You know, you can live like $1 million on a little bit. Glory to God, you can. But that's not what God wants you to stay, hallelujah. He wants you to always press towards the mark to get more. But what I'm saying is just don't forget, hallelujah, where you got the more from, glory to God. Don't ever forget, hallelujah, who gave it to you, hallelujah. You know, sometimes you look at other people and say, well, you know what, like I said, they're doing good. Man, they are doing so good, hallelujah. But if you gain, what is a man accomplish? If he gain the whole world but lose his soul, hallelujah, which is more important to you? Where are you going to spend eternity or how many houses can you have down here on earth? Glory to God. Which is more important? That's when you have to make up your mind, which is important. Is it important to have, glory to God, is it important to have the housing, glory to God, or is it important to have Jesus, glory to God? Which is important, hallelujah, glory to God. You got to think about it, glory to God. Think about where you're going to spend eternity, hallelujah. Let's move on to 17. For the arms of the wicked shall be broken, but the Lord upholdeth the righteousness. If you living right and you doing right, hallelujah, God is gonna uphold you, glory to God. Hallelujah. And I used to always hear my parents say, well, if you do right, right won't follow you. Hallelujah. You know, if you do right, right will follow you. Hallelujah. But if you do wrong, man, that's coming too. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So when you go out, glory to God, when you meet people, meet and greet. Hallelujah. Learn how to meet and greet. Glory to God. You know, I was talking to someone on the phone, amen, the other day, and, you know, and they were ordering food from a restaurant, and glory to God, and they were on the phone, and they was talking to me, and then they stopped, and I'm listening, glory to God, and they said, okay, they said, thank you, and have a good day, glory to God. And you know what? That person always say that. They don't just say that, glory to God, just one time. They don't say it because I'm on that phone. They say it because I'm in them. It's in them. Because what's in you, it's going to come out, and it ain't Trago either. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because he said, whatever a man thinketh, so is he. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And that's what you got to do. Because if you anchored in the Lord, the God like that, righteousness in you, then righteousness is going to follow you. Glory to God. It's going to follow you all your days, hallelujah. And then when you go somewhere, then that's why people will show you the favor of God. You know, they may give you this free. No, don't worry about it. Here, just take this bag of food free. You know, it's okay. It's already taken care of. Glory to God. Go ahead. Hallelujah. If you go on up, move on up in front of me. You may be driving out there on the, you know, on a busy highway and somebody stop and let you by. Glory to God. That's the favor of God. Amen. Because you're living right. He said he will follow you all your days. Glory to God. If you are going right and you got righteousness in you. But there are some that don't have that. But you're going to get it before you leave here on today. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God. Let's move on. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thou shalt not be ashamed in the evil time, and in the days of famine, thou shalt be satisfied. See, it's saying right here, glory to God, God's going to take care of you, even in the time of famine. That's everything. You know, that the Bible states that it will come. You know, if you live it right, God's going to take care of you. He's going to make sure that you got your beef off that hill up there to eat. Glory to God. You know, he said, you're on the cattle of 1,000 hills. So guess what? Some of that beef up there belongs to me. Hallelujah. I don't have to get the high ground. I can get the spot. Glory to God. How about you today? My God, my God. We serve a good God. Hallelujah. He ain't going to just cut you off the toenail and say, eat this. He said he give good gifts to his children. Glory to God. If you want to be one of God's children, know that God gives good gifts. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So he ain't going to give you nobody left over. You're going to eat good if you live right and you're righteous. My God, my God. We serve a God. Hallelujah. From on high. Hallelujah. He don't want us to have nobody left over. He don't want us to have nobody's junk. He will give us his best if we live right according to his will and his word. Hallelujah. Just like he said. Hallelujah. When we read his word, glory to God, and know the commands in it. When he said, don't do and do this, glory to God. When you're happy and you're anchored in the Lord, thy God, and you will do his will. When he says, okay, I want you to go over there, hallelujah, and give him JoJo, hallelujah, $20, hallelujah. Then you go on and you do that, glory to God, hallelujah. When you're following the instructions that he's written in the word of God, you will live a prosperous life. My God, my God, don't you want to live a prosperous life on today? Glory to God. We serve a righteous God. Hallelujah. So we're to be righteous. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So you can't be straggling no fits. Because ain't no fits to straggle. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You either going to live right or you're going to live wrong. Hallelujah. You either going to do good or you're going to do evil. Glory to God. They don't work together. Hallelujah. This ain't a system where you can work in one and work the other. Glory to God. No, I'm not talking about anybody perfect. Hallelujah. But you, I understand. Even when you stumble, the word of God says, when you stumble, hallelujah, he will not let you fall. Glory to God. You may stumble, but he said he'll be there, hallelujah, to catch you when you fall. Glory to God. My God, my God. That's the type of God we serve. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So don't get caught up in looking at what everybody else got and what everybody else is doing. Hallelujah. You know there's an old saying, glory to God. Hallelujah. That every tub has to sit on its own bottom. Hallelujah. And I used to always say, man, I mean, the tub's going to sit on its own bottom anyway. You know, when you sit the tub down on the floor, it's going to sit there, right? Glory to God. But what it's saying is, glory to God. Hallelujah. You're going to have to answer to Jesus Christ on your own. Glory to God. Mama can't answer. Sister can't answer. Daddy can't answer. Brother can't answer. Glory to God. You're going to have to answer for your own. Everything that you've done. All the things that you did. All the sin that you committed. Glory to God. How you didn't walk right. How you didn't talk right. How you didn't seek the Lord our God. How you didn't walk in his wills, and you came against people doing evil to them. Glory to God. You gossiped over here, and you talked about them because they didn't have what you got. Glory to God. You talked about them over here, glory to God, because they didn't have the things that you got. Glory to God. You talked about them, hallelujah, because they didn't wear the nice shoes and the short skirts that you wore. Glory to God. You said they were dressing like old people. My God, my God. But what difference did it make? Hallelujah. They was over here living and right and doing what they need to do. God doesn't look at that. Glory to God. What he does look at is the heart. That's all that matters to him. So all need to matter to you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. If you're living right, hallelujah, stop plan with God. Hallelujah. And get ready, get ready, get ready. Because this old world ain't going to be your long glory to God. I know you done heard a million times that he's coming back, hallelujah, for a church without spot or wrinkles. That means he's coming back for your church, hallelujah. Glory to God, hallelujah. Your body, hallelujah, without spot or wrinkles. Glory to God, hallelujah, hallelujah. Are you living right today? Are you doing what you need to do? Glory to God, my God. Are you so caught up on my friend over there? They got so much stuff. Glory to God. But are you living right and doing what he asked you to do? Forget about what they say. Hallelujah. Forget about it. Glory to God. Don't get caught up in what people are saying. Don't get caught up in how they're living. Don't even get caught up, glory to God, in how they've been doing. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Just get caught up in Jesus Christ. Let's move on down. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The wicked. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's move on down to 20. But the wicked shall perish, and the enemies of the Lord shall be as fat as of lamb. They shall consume into smoke, and shall they consume away. That means, hallelujah, you know, hey, amen, just think about it. Smoke is there for a while, but guess what? It's like, it's just like it's gone. You can't see it. So guess what? They'll be gone, glory to God. So where are you going to spend eternity? That's all that matters. Let's move on. I want to get to this part right up here. Glory to God. My God, the wicked borrow and payeth not again, but the righteous showeth mercy and give it. You know what? Glory to God. Some people, amen, they'll go and they'll borrow money here and they'll borrow money there and they'll borrow things here and there, but they won't pay back. But, you know, there are some people who will get money, and they don't mind giving. Hallelujah. I'm going to tell you, they don't mind giving. They give their shirt, and they live right. Hallelujah. There are some people, glory to God, that don't live right, and they'll give, glory to God. But your good deeds can't get you in. Hallelujah. You got to live right. You got to live for God. Your good deeds ain't going to get you in. I'm here to tell you, glory to God. Amen. Take them out. Hallelujah. Your good deeds ain't going to get you in. Hallelujah. You can give all you want to, and you should give, glory to God. But the good deeds ain't going to get you in. Hallelujah. Glory to God, my God. Let's move on, glory to God. For such as be blessed of him shall inherit the earth, and they that be cursed of him shall be cut off. Do you see, hallelujah, my God, my God. You can have, amen, you can have peace down here. You know, there are millionaires, glory to God, that's not at peace. You know why? Because there's no Jesus. Glory to God. There is no Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because God said, what I give you, amen, it has no sorrow. So when he give it to you, hallelujah, it's going to be yours. Glory to God. And guess what? You ain't going to be sad. You're going to be happy because you're in the kingdom of God doing what God wants you to do. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's move on. Hallelujah. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his ways. You know, when it says the steps of a good man, glory to God, you are righteous. You're going by his word. You're living by his word. You say, Lord, I don't need to go over there. I ain't going. I don't need to be hanging around with them. I'm not hanging, glory to God. I'm not going to sacrifice myself, amen, and go over here and live with you. And then I mess around and miss heaven. Oh, that won't happen, glory to God. I'm going to cut you loose. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I know it's a little hard, but it's okay. Sometimes it is a little hard. Glory to God. And you know what? I'm going to cut you loose. Hallelujah. And I'm going to go over here, and I'm going to walk with the Lord. If I got to walk by myself, they used to sing this old song. I'm going to go if I have to go all by myself. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I didn't understand what they were talking about, but I understand it now. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm not going to miss heaven over here. Yeah, hallelujah. Why you living like hell and you want me to live with you? No, that ain't going to happen. I'm going to go on this journey with Jesus Christ. I'm going to go, hallelujah, if I have to go all by myself. Glory to God. Let's move on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God, my God. Though he falls, he shall not utterly cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. Let's move on to 25. I have been young, and now I'm old, yet I have not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. Don't you know when you live in Christ Jesus, you ain't got to worry about it because he's going to take care of you. Although right then you may not have the state that you want. But guess what? Soon it's coming. Hallelujah, glory to God. You know, trials and tests, like I said, they come to make you, glory to God, not break you, glory to God. They come to make you and show you who you believe in, glory to God. You may be even alone in the day, hallelujah, glory to God. But just hold on because your state coming after a while, hallelujah. And when he said, amen, I learned how to be content where I'm at. And that's what Paul said, I learned how to be content. But you don't have to stay there, hallelujah. But you have to learn to be content because he knows that's how he's going to build your trust. So you know what, Lord, I know this is not where I'm going to stay. But God, I'm here, Lord God, and I'm going to be content where I am. But I'm going to strive to do better. I'm going to see what I can do, amen, in the natural to make it better. That's what I'm going to do, glory to God. And I know you're going to help me because you say I once was young, but now I'm old. Never seen a righteous forsaken. That was David talking, and it seemed big bread. If you are the seed, glory to God, hallelujah, you ain't got to beg no bread because God's going to make a way. He's going to prepare a way out of no way, glory to God. You may not have, amen, a loaf of bread in the house, glory to God, but don't you know, hallelujah, God will make a way. I remember, hallelujah, I was looking at this lady, amen, and she was saying, you know, I don't have groceries in my cabinet, glory to God, hallelujah, my God, my God. And she said, you know, her daughter, she would come in, and her mama would put all these pots in it, all these pots on top of a stove. And then she said, mama, what you doing? She said, baby, I'm waiting on the Lord to make a way. Don't you know her? Hallelujah. Oh, my God, my God. Don't you know God laid somebody on laid her on someone's heart? And she backed up, amen, to the door, and she unloaded, hallelujah. Oh, my God, all these groceries, hallelujah, glory to God. She said, I know Lord's going to make a way, baby. I ain't worried about it, hallelujah. You know, sometimes, amen, those is close to you, amen, sometimes they don't want to see you, but that's okay, you know. She was willing, amen, waiting on the Lord, and he made a way for her, glory to God. He had somebody come up and pull up to the door and give all the food that she needed. Hallelujah, glory to God. That's the type of God that we serve. So if you live right, he's going to take care of you. You ain't got to beg nobody. Hallelujah. Sometimes it's just even the more, you know, you don't even tell nobody. Glory to God. Hallelujah. If you know that these people going to talk about you, don't tell them. Tell someone that you know won't talk about you, and they're going to pray for you, and they're going to help you out. Glory to God. That's what you do. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But don't tell them if you know they're going to go tell somebody else. Hallelujah. Because if they're going to tell somebody else, don't worry about that. But God's going to get them. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because he's going to get them for that. Hallelujah. But here's what you need to do. You need to make sure. Amen. Glory to God. There are people who will pray for you. I know everybody ought to have somebody that they can that will pray for them. Everybody ought to have somebody, amen, that they can look up to and know they won't tell it. Hallelujah, glory to God. And like I said, if they don't told it, don't worry about it, because God's going to take care of that. Hallelujah. You ain't got to beg, hallelujah. You ain't got to beg. You ain't got to beg, hallelujah. When you take it to the Lord in prayer, he dispatches his angels, hallelujah. If you're living right and righteous, he dispatches his angels. Okay, go over there, hallelujah. Go down there, hallelujah. Go all the way up there and tell them over there on the east side, hallelujah, that I need them to come over here and bring Sister Sadie some food, glory to God. I need them over here on the south side, glory to God, to go down there and pay her bills, oh, glory to God. Go down there and pay her light bill. Now, I understand he's not going to ask you to do nothing that you can't do. He ain't that type of God. Don't you know he's sitting high? And he looks low, glory to God, hallelujah. Then he's going to tell, amen, he sees what you got. So he ain't going to tell you to do nothing that you can't do. If you can't do it, he ain't going to tell you to do it. If it's going to put you in a strain, God ain't going to tell you to do it. Glory to God, hallelujah. But sometimes, amen, in order to get your needs met, you want to step outside, hallelujah. If you believe in God for something else, then you say, Lord, well, you know what, Lord, this ain't enough. This ain't enough, Lord. Do what I need to do. So here's what I'm going to do, Lord. I'm going to do what you say. I'm going to do it, you know. And he will tell you to do it, and you'll look at it. Lord, say, hold on, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Now, I ain't got enough now. And then, Lord, you want me to go over here? Yes, he'll do it. Hallelujah. But guess what? He said, he said, you've never seen a righteous forsaken or a seed beg bread. You ain't got to beg. Hallelujah. Because I remember a time in my own life, glory to God, I was in a church, amen, glory to God, and the rent was coming due. Hallelujah. I'm like, okay, now you know I'm saving this for rent. I had already paid my offering, yes, glory to God. I never go without giving an offering. I don't care. Never go without giving an offering. Hallelujah. So I'm like, okay, now. So he said, listen, I want you to write a check, amen, for $50. I'm like, what? I said, hold up, wait a minute. Who are they talking? Go up to God. Write a check for $50. I'm like, for real? He said, write a check for $50. I wrote the check for $50, and he told, guess what he told me? He said, now, you got a check in the mail, hallelujah, for $500, glory to God. I went to the mailbox, glory to God. The check was in there for $500, glory to God. Now, see, if I had, disobeyed God, glory to God, then where would I have been? I wouldn't have got that check. Then anything could have happened because it got lost in the mail, you know, but God made sure, hallelujah, that an angel flighted, oh, good God. God Almighty, hallelujah, and laying it on that heart to send it to me. Glory to God, hallelujah. And that's the type of God that we serve. So don't ever, glory to God, all short, glory to God, I mean, glory, hallelujah. Stay connected and stay in that place with the Lord, glory to God. Trust in God and do good, not evil. But some people like to do evil against people. They like to come against folks, glory to God. But stay connected in that place so God can use you in a mighty way. Hallelujah. You know, somebody's riding like a roller coaster. You don't know if you're up one day, down tomorrow. You're up one day, down tomorrow. Glory to God. Every time, hallelujah, something happens, glory to God. Hallelujah. And you can't see your way. You cry, oh, Lord, help me, Jesus. But here's what you got to do. You got to stay up with the Lord, glory to God. And the problem, you got to give it to him, up, glory to God. When you pray, give it to him and let him handle it. If you can stay in your place, that's why he's saying trust him. You got to learn how to stay in your place. You got to stay right there in your place. All those trials, contests, and troubles and tribulations, but you can't move out of your place, glory to God. You got to stay in that place with Jesus Christ, glory to God. I don't care. Don't just stay there when you need something. Don't just stay there when your house in need. Don't just stay there, glory to God, when you're missing something, glory to God. You got to stay there all the time, all the time. But it's time for you to do what you need to do for the Lord. I read it in the Word. Go back and read it, hallelujah. When you're happy and doing what you do for the Lord, then God's going to take care of your problem that you got. He said, well, you know what? She's been faithful, and she's been doing what she want to do, what I needed to do. Hey, man, she ain't mama. She ain't complaining. So, okay, you know what Jesus will say? So, well, you know what, Lord, you need to answer this prayer for God. And he's going to go along over there because he's a mediator. He's going to go along over there and say, okay. This is what she needs. I need you to answer his prayer for her. This is what she said she needed. Glory to God. And then he go ahead and lay it on somebody's heart to bring it to pass. But don't move out of your place when you're in that place on the mountaintop with Jesus Christ. Don't move out of that place. Don't allow the problem to bring you down. You keep going up, glory to God, with Jesus Christ. Well, no matter, Lord, this may be happening. This may be going on. They over there cutting up, and they may be cutting up. But guess what? I'm going to stay in that place with you. I'm not going to move. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just do trust in the Lord and do good. Glory to God. And good will always follow you. My God, my God. Amen. Hallelujah. Nobody pressed the one to come in for prayer. My God, my God. So, you know, I want you to make sure that you go over and show Ministry Elaine some love. She's going to be coming on next, and I encourage you to go over and listen at her, glory to God, to hear what the Spirit of the Lord has placed on our heart for this hour, glory to God. It comes on at 6:30, glory to God, hallelujah. So I want to encourage you to listen, hallelujah. It comes on at 3:30 Pacific Standard Time, 5:30 Central, and 6:30 Eastern Standard Time. Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries. You know, it's ministry with you in mind, so I don't want you to miss it, glory to God. And I'm going to slow it down, amen, and I want to know if there's anybody here who has not accepted Jesus as their Lord and Savior. I'm going to pray the sinner's prayer, and I want you to repeat after me. Glory to God. Say, Father, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. Come into my life, God. Make me, Lord. Mold me, God. Lord, forgive me of all my sins that I have committed, Lord. Whew, Jesus. Father God, I give my heart to you, Lord God. Oh, my God. And Lord, I thank you, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen. And if you said that prayer, hit me up on Facebook. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, Jesus is reaching out. Glory to God. He's reaching out, amen, for his people to come in to confess him as their Savior. Glory to God. Because he wants to do so much in your life. Glory to God. But you won't let him. Hallelujah. He's knocking on the door saying, let me in. But you keep closing the door saying, I'm going to keep going over here doing what I'm doing. You know, well, I ain't ready yet. But you know what? Huh? You better listen. Hallelujah. To this song, I pray we all be ready, because there's one going to be left, hallelujah, and the other one's going to be raptured away. So listen to that song, I pray we all be ready, glory to God, hallelujah. So if you ain't ready, now's your time, glory to God, to get ready, hallelujah, glory to God, amen, hallelujah. Don't forget our Tuesday night show with Apostle and Pastor and our Saturday show with none other than Elder Bertha Askew, glory to God. And then if you want to become a partner, well, you can go on Prophetess Yvonne Ryle's page and Pastor Ryle's page and click on inbox them and let them know that you want to become a part of the ministry. Hallelujah. And let them know, hallelujah, that you need a coach or whatever you may need. If it's marriage counseling, whatever. Glory to God. If the help is there, I would not miss it, glory to God, because you don't get help like this all the time, hallelujah. But if it's there, then you need to take advantage of it. There's so many times when we mess up, we don't take advantage of what God has out there. There are resources and things that people who he put in place, glory to God, that can help you along the way. So go on, amen, hallelujah, let them know, and they can help you. Amen, hallelujah. Enough said, I'm going to go ahead on and give the benediction and get out of here. But don't forget to make sure you go over and hear Ministry Lane, go on her page on Facebook and click on the link and it'll take you to her show. Amen. Glory to God. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen, amen, glory to God, hallelujah, and we will see you back here on next Sunday. Amen.